Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
Now available on Apple Podcasts,
Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. The Biden crime family? We dive into that and so much more of the new breaking revelations surrounding Hunter Biden and Russian sex trafficking. We only deal in facts. If the activist media was doing their job, this would be the top news story all across the country. Please consider supporting our program by going to charliekirk.com/support. If this podcast has impacted you or moved you in any way, please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. It helps us hire more staff. It allows us to reach more people at charliekirk.com/support. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to win a signed copy of the New York Times bestseller, The MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider right now, hit subscribe, and give us a 5-star review. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hunter Biden and Russian sex trafficking? So look, I know it sounds kind of, let's just say, out there. But this story broke yesterday, and I wanted to cover it, but the Breonna Taylor indictment and the riots and the arson and the attempted police assassinations that were happening in Louisville, that kind of dominated the news cycle. And if that wasn't happening, this would have been the number one story that we would have covered here in the Charlie Kirk Show. Now, mind you, the media, the activist media, is not covering any of this. The Senate Homeland Security and Finance Committee, this is according to Fox News' Brooke Singman, on Wednesday released an interim report on their months-long joint investigation into Hunter Biden's role on the board of Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma Holdings and his alleged, quote, extensive and complex financial transactions. And by the way, this is a huge understatement, just the way that this was described. The 87-page report stated that Obama administration officials, quote, knew that Hunter Biden's position on the board of Burisma was, quote, problematic, and that it interfered with, quote, in the efficient execution of policy with respect to Ukraine. So what exactly was problematic? Let's do a reminder here, a little refresher. Well, Hunter Biden joined Burisma in April of 2014 and connected the firm with Blue Star Strategies to help the natural gas company fight corruption charges in Ukraine. At the exact same time, then Vice President Joe Biden was running U.S.-Ukraine relations and policy for the Obama administration. And how did Hunter help with the corruption charges? By getting his father to fire the Ukrainian prosecutor who was investigating Burisma by threatening a $1 billion loan from the U.S. government. And guess what? We actually have Joe Biden admitting to this on tape, bragging about this quid pro quo. Play tape.
I said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said, I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
The Senate report states the following, that Hunter Biden, quote, formed significant and consistent financial relationships with the founder of Burisma, Mykola Zolkolchevsky. Apologize if I'm mispronouncing it. That his and his business partner, Devin Archer's firm, quote, made millions of dollars from that association while his father was vice president, which, quote, shows potential criminal activity relating to transactions among and between Hunter Biden, his family, and associates with Ukrainian, Russian, Kazakh, and Chinese nationals. Investigators also found millions of dollars in, quote, questionable financial transactions between Hunter Biden and associates and foreign individuals, including the wife of the former mayor of Moscow, as well as individuals with the ties of the Chinese Communist Party. So here's where it gets very weird and interesting. an investment firm co-founded by Hunter Biden, Rosemont Seneca Thornton, quote, received $3.5 million in a wire transfer from Alina Bacharina, the wife of the former mayor of the Russian capital. So just as a refresher, all of this is now coming to light because Senate Republicans authorized subpoenas and a report to look into this because our Department of Justice and our legal system is not interested in investigating the children of the Obama-Biden power cartel. So the Senate Republicans started to do it themselves, and good on Senator Ron Johnson and good on these U.S. senators in the Republican Party that have authorized these findings. It takes a lot of courage to do that. We appreciate it. They did the right thing. When Republicans do the right thing, they should be rewarded. When they step out of line, we've been through that before. Okay, so now it gets even more scandalous. Russia, the mayor of Moscow, Chinese nationals, and potential criminal activity? But just wait, it gets even worse. The committee stated that they received records that Hunter Biden, quote, sent thousands of dollars, individuals who have, quote, either been involved in transactions consistent with possible human trafficking, an association with the adult entertainment industry, or potential association with prostitution, end quote. The quote continues by saying, the records also note that these transactions are linked to what appears to be an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. Yes, you heard that right. Hunter Biden's extensive financial dealing with the founder of Burisma, Mykola Zolkolchevsky, included thousands of dollars in transactions for prostitutes and human trafficking. Maybe this is why Hunter Biden was barely mentioned at the Democrat National Convention, and usually only next to his brother, Beau. But there's even more. The Biden crime family syndicate is not just Hunter. This is a family culture of selling political access for business favors, of knowing that a complicit media would let them get away with all of this. And it was not just Hunter. In one instance, the report stated that Hunter Biden, quote, opened a bank account with a Chinese national linked to the Chinese Communist government, which, quote, financed a $100,000 global spending spree for the former vice president's brother, James Biden, and his wife, Sarah Biden. This is the same James Biden that Peter Schweizer exposed in his book, quote, Profiles in Power. According to Peter Schweizer, in 2010, shortly after a failed attempt at running a hedge fund with his nephew Hunter, James Biden entered the construction and international development industry. Even though he lacked the background in either of them, James secured a position as executive vice president at the newly formed Hillstone International LLC. The firm was likely created for the express purpose to secure government-backed contracts that would be given out at the time to rebuild war-torn Iraq. So, then Senator Joe Biden in the early 2000s votes for the war in Iraq, which never should have happened. We invade Iraq and destroy everything in our path. Then Joe Biden becomes vice president and then sells access so his brother can go rebuild Iraq, the very same Iraq that Joe Biden voted to go destroy in the first place. Think there's something wrong with these adventures overseas? A lot of people are getting very, very rich rebuilding countries that we destroyed. 6 months after James joined Hillstone, the firm received a contract to build more than 100,000 homes in Iraq. The deal was estimated to be worth upwards of $1.5 billion. Look, we have so many American heroes in our country, and we need to support them. And if you're one of those heroes, I'm sure that you'd struggle with where to find the gear to get your job done. Paying out of pocket for gear you need to do your job is a problem. Hunting for military or first responder discounts has historically required going from one website to another, creating multiple accounts and logins to make purchases and jumping through various hoops to verify your service. Don't you wish there was one place you could visit that had carefully crafted selection of deals for military and first responders in one spot? Big general retailers don't care about you and your sacrifices so as long you're just hitting the add to cart button. So go to GovX. It's GovX. It's a great website. They work directly with brands to negotiate the best prices possible because you deserve the gear you need at the prices you've earned. Plus, you can trust that the gear you're ordering is 100% authentic direct from the manufacturer. A huge collection of gear and apparel from popular brands all in one convenient location. GovX honors your service and gives back to your communities. GovX was built to give back to the men and women who serve our country and communities. That's why every month GovX supports a nonprofit serving the military, first responder, or law enforcement community. So if you're an American of service, a current or former member of the military, firefighting, frontline medical, or law enforcement communities, or the emergency medical, join GovX for free and enjoy a community that honors and gives back to patriots like you. So right now, you go to GovX.com, use the promo code Kirk, GovX.com, promo code Kirk. So will anything happen to Hunter? Well, the great Jim Jordan is asking the exact same thing. As the top Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Jordan penned a letter to FBI Director Christopher Wray and described the report as, quote, explosive. Quote, we write to ask what investigative steps, if any, the Federal Bureau of Investigation has taken in response to the information in this report, Jordan wrote. Quote, the report by Chairman Johnson and Chairman Grassley shows that the Federal Bureau of Investigation has been aware of some alleged misconduct for years. Jordan continued by saying, quote, the report detailed widespread concern with the Obama-Biden administration about Hunter Biden's role on the Burisma Holdings, a Ukrainian company founded by the oligarch, again, this name keeps on popping up, Mykola Zolkolchevsky. Greg Gutfeld put it perfectly. He said this, quote, the media is ignoring the Hunter Biden story. This ain't the Steele dossier. It's the real dossier. I just love the way that Greg Gutfeld puts stuff. He's so talented. But the Democrats still think that this is, quote, a conspiracy theory. The Biden campaign spokesperson Andrew Bates on Wednesday blasted the investigation and Senator Ron Johnson directly for pushing a conspiracy theory. They said this, quote, as coronavirus death tolls climbs and Wisconsinites struggle with the joblessness, Ron Johnson has wasted months diverting the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee away from any meaningful oversight of the catastrophically botched federal response to the pandemic, a threat Senator Johnson has dismissed to say that the death is unavoidable part of life. Why? To subsidize a foreign attack against the sovereignty of our elections with taxpayer dollars, an attack founded on long disproven hardcore right-wing conspiracy theories that hinge on Senator Ron Johnson himself from being corrupt, wow, and that the senator has now explicitly stated that he's attempting to bail out Donald Trump's reelection campaign. So before we go even further into how the New York Times has covered this, I want you to just imagine as a thought exercise here. I want you to imagine that in the Mueller investigation, which was authorized by Democrats and Republicans, which was an unconstitutional, unwarranted attack on anyone in Donald Trump's orbit, I want you to imagine if they found the following. That, quote, Donald Trump Jr. was found to have received a $3.5 million wire with people that are, quote, connected to an Eastern European prostitution or human trafficking ring. I want you to imagine if they found that Ivanka Trump opened a bank account with a Chinese national linked to the Chinese communist government, which, quote, financed a $100,000 global spending spree. I want you to imagine if Eric Trump was to be found to have received over $1.5 billion in housing contracts in Iraq. What do you think that the activist media's reaction would be to that? They would be correctly critical. If they were outraged, it would be warranted. It would be based in actually trying to pursue truth, even though they would only do that because they hated the Trumps. And yet, as this report has been released, which should be groundbreaking and earth-shattering news, that Hunter Biden is directly linked and being paid for $3.5 million wire for human trafficking, sex trafficking, and involved in Eastern European prostitution rings, and that's on top of the Burisma connection. That's on top of Hunter Biden receiving $1.5 billion that he was unqualified for from the Chinese communist government after flying on Air Force Two with his father. And it's not only that, that it's from the Russians. It's the wife of the mayor of Moscow, a close friend and confidant of Putin. And so we're supposed to believe that Donald Trump is somehow connected to Russia. Yet it's Joe Biden and his family that have received seven-figure wire transfers from Russian oligarchs. Rachel Maddow, where are you? Rachel Maddow, every night you would wear your same outfit, the black blazer with your short haircut. I actually have longer hair than Rachel Maddow right now. Kind of proud of that. And she would lean in with some sort of long monologue, and you weren't really sure how she was going to land the plane. And she says, it's a threat to democracy, don't you understand? And in her kind of sardonic, sarcastic, yet very serious, mysterious way, as if Rachel Maddow was about to release a piece of paper, and that piece of paper was going to tell us exactly who colluded with what foreign government. And every night she would draw it on, and she would say, we're all in this together, investigating the roots of democracy. And she was actually very persuasive in her presentation, very unpersuasive in her facts. And yet, Rachel Maddow and the entire Democrat Party promised us real Russian collusion. In fact, let's play the tape of Adam Schiff, who did well over 350 cable television interviews since Donald Trump has been sworn into office, many of which about this failed Russian connection, where Adam Schiff said there is evidence of collusion. Play tape.
But all I can tell you is, reviewing the evidence that I have, I don't think you can conclude that at all. Far from it.
All you have right now is a circumstantial case.
Actually, no, Chuck. I can tell you that the case is more than that, and I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now, so...
Well, I think there's plenty of evidence of collusion or conspiracy in plain sight.
And, of course, we have to remember that Adam Schiff is a failed screenwriter, literally. However, this story with Hunter Biden is straight out of Hollywood. Hunter Biden living an international life of intrigue, jet setter. He's actually a father. We didn't have to call in Maury for that test, but the results do show that Hunter Biden did have another child, and he has to. He actually was refusing to pay child support in Arkansas. I believe it was Arkansas, right? What is it with these Democrats in Arkansas? They have a fascination with the state of Arkansas. And Hunter Biden continues to travel the world. In fact, I believe he's still sitting on the board of some of these companies. He hasn't even resigned from some of these companies. And he still owns shares and still owns a 10% stake in the Chinese holding company. You guys are probably driving home from work or maybe driving to work and you're like, what am I going to do for dinner tonight? I got the answer. It's very simple. American meat. And you're probably saying, well, then I got to go to the grocery store. No, you don't. That's what's so amazing about GoodRanchers.com. Good Ranchers, I'm on their website right now. You're able to ask a rancher. You can order now. Look, if you guys want a real meal, no more of that frozen stuff. You need American meat. We have a beautiful country here. We have the greatest country ever to exist in the history of the world. Because of that, we need to have everyone rewarding American ranches and American ranchers. The reason why we've partnered with GoodRanchers.com is because I looked into it. Their vision was instilled into them from their grandparents that owned community grocery stores and believed in trust, charity, and American values. We talk about this a lot in our program. Buy American. One of the few things we still make in our country is meat. And we do it better than anyone else. Everyone wants our meat. The Chinese want our meat. The Taiwanese want our meat. The Vietnamese. So why don't we go to GoodRanchers.com? Because at GoodRanchers.com, you get 100% American-raised beef right to your door. Beef the way it used to be and the way it should be. Get America's best grass-fed, grain-finished beef delivered straight to your door. Don't forget that shipping is always free and the taste is delicious. I'm on their website right now. You can get chicken and beef combo, just beef, just chicken, or chicken and beef. And it's amazing. The beef portion includes 2 pounds of bone-in steaks, ribeyes, T-bones, and New York strips. And if you're not getting hungry just hearing this, come on. I mean, gourmet steak burgers, chicken portion includes 2.5 pounds of Southwest chicken breast and 2.5 pounds of lemon pepper chicken breast. I mean, hello, that's dinner for the next 2 weeks and you guys could do it right now. And by the way, you can order it and just rest assured. You say, okay, I got what I need. Now I don't have to go shopping. It's GoodRanchers.com. They deliver your favorite meats right to your door. Perfect for grilling out or for dinners at home. Use the promo code Charlie, $20 off. GoodRanchers.com to view all the American beef you can. GoodRanchers.com with an S. GoodRanchers.com. It's a great website. And again, It's time to start buying ethically. Support our country. Support America. GoodRanchers.com. Promo code Charlie. GoodRanchers.com. Promo code Charlie. If you're listening to this and you just live a normal life, there's so many of you out there, and you go to church and you believe God is real, and you work hard, you get up at 6 a.m. every day, and you're doing everything you can to make ends meet, or maybe you're a college student listening to this, and you're 19 years old, and you're going into debt, and you're just trying to make it all work. And then you look at this family, this crime syndicate, that has never produced anything of value. What value have the Bidens brought the world? And so here's a really good differentiation. Well, people say, well, Charlie, Trump has done business all around the world. How is it any different? It's very simple. I can point, touch, feel, and visit how Trump has brought value to this world. He's built infrastructure. He's built buildings. He's built apartments. He's built hotels. Those are real things that he's brought to the world. And those things are laborious. They're difficult. They take massive amounts of employees to run and to build. He signed paychecks. That's real investment in the country, okay? Donald Trump created real blue-collar jobs when he built Trump Tower, when he built the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas, when he built Trump Tower in Chicago, the third tallest tower in Chicago. It's a beautiful building. Thousands of blue-collar Americans went to work and still go to work because of President Trump. What value did Hunter Biden bring to the world? So people that try to say, well, Donald Trump did all these business dealings across the world and some of them went messy. Of course they go messy sometimes. When you go build a 105-story building in downtown Chicago, it's not easy. What did Hunter Biden do to deserve that $3.5 million wire from Russia? I can tell you what Donald Trump did to deserve billions of dollars. He built some of the greatest buildings in New York and some of the greatest physical infrastructure that many of you have enjoyed. He also is a best-selling author. He spoke around the world, not to mention had a terrific television show. So you can see the value that Donald Trump brought to the world. Not to mention his daughter, Ivanka Trump, was a best-selling, had best-selling merchandise in the fashion arena. The list goes on. You know, what does Hunter Biden bring to the world? What skill does he have except being a cocaine addict and being an abdicate father and being discharged from the military to get a 10% stake in a Chinese holding company to get a $3.5 million wire from the Russian government? The only thing that Hunter Biden brings to the world is that he has proximity to his father. That's it. He's related to a former vice president who soon might become president. So the Chinese look at this as a market advantage opportunity. We can purchase access to Hunter Biden, and with it, we can purchase access to former Vice President Biden. This is the way a lot of the third world works, by the way. I know this is hard for a lot of people in the Western world, especially in America, to comprehend. But if you go to a lot of the third world, you show up with a pile of cash and you just purchase the government. Corruption is the number one issue that prevents third world countries from entering the industrialized world. It's the number one issue. It's actually not access to technology. It's not education. All that stuff can be sorted out. The Western world has figured out the best practices for all of that. It's the political class in these countries that take money from the Western world, launder it, and do not allow their citizens to pursue a better life. This is the case in Zimbabwe. This is the case in a lot of parts of India. And it's the case in Southeast Asia. It's the case in Eastern Europe. And it's the case, of course, in China, where you have a political class that controls everything and they do not protect first principles, a republic, voting rights, or freedom of expression. Corruption is a massive issue. In fact, I think it is the number one threat to the American experiment continuing. And I believe there's a lot of threats. But if you have a political class that is purchased by adversaries of our country, that in no way can end well for America. You play that out, you say, if Hunter Biden is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Chinese Communist Party, who does that benefit? And again, Hunter Biden did all of this while Joe Biden was still vice president. Imagine the kind of access he'll have if Biden wins the Oval Office. I've said this before in this program. No more do I want to hear anyone say that Joe Biden is this moral guy. Good old Scranton Joe. He knew what his son was doing, and he empowered and emboldened his son on his international crime spree, and he was probably involved. Joe Biden and his son sold America out to the highest bidder consistently for nearly half a century. We even have a clip of him saying he was ready to prostitute himself out back in the 70s, and he's never stopped. Play tape.
Senator Biden, it's nice to have you here. As the youngest member of the Senate, the one, therefore, who may expect the longest career there, I wonder if you'd say to us, since it's clear that you're not corrupt and you got elected, why should people think that the system produces corrupt results when there you are?
Well, I'm not sure you should assume I'm not corrupt, but I'm thank you for that, though. The system does produce corruption, and I think implicit in the system is corruption, when in fact, whether or not you can run for public office, and it costs a great deal of money to run for the United States Senate, even from a small state like Delaware, you have to go to those people who have money, and they always want something. We were told that we politicians, as the young kids say, rip off the American public. I think the American public, in a way, rips off we politicians by forcing us to run the way they do. To raise $300,000 is no mean feat. And unless you happen to be some sort of anomaly, like myself, being a 29-year-old candidate and can attract some attention beyond your own state, it's very difficult to raise that money from a large group of people. I'm a 29-year-old oddball. The only reason I was able to raise the money is I was able to have a national constituency to run for office. Because I was 29, I'm like the token black or the token woman. I was the token young person. I went to the big guys for the money. I was ready to prostitute myself in the manner in which I talk about it. But what happened was they said, come back when you're 40, son.
And again, one of the best selling points for President Trump in 2016 was the quality of his children. I know them all. Tiffany, Eric, Don, Ivanka. I've even met Barron. They're all phenomenal. And yet people try to say that Donald Trump is benefiting from being president of the United States. Really? His net worth has gone down in about half. Joe Biden's net worth and his family's net worth went up exponentially as soon as they got into the Oval Office. The Biden family started doing international deals as soon as they came to the Oval Office. The Trump family stopped doing international deals as soon as they went to the Oval Office. And yet it is the New York Attorney General and the Southern District of New York that is continually criminalizing the Trump family. And we went through this last week. There is a very real threat that they're going to try to indict President Trump post-presidency. And if he does not win re-election, do not be surprised if they try to go after him in some convoluted, contorted indictment, because that is the top prize for them. The left does not desire justice. Democrats do not desire justice. They desire revenge. They are two completely different things. And kind of as an unrelated but topical soundbite, I want to play the soundbite from the Kentucky Attorney General, who said this best, who really made the differentiation between revenge and justice. They're two completely different things. Play tape.
To violations, potential violations of federal law. I know that not everyone will be satisfied with the charges we've reported today. My team set out to investigate the circumstances surrounding Ms. Taylor's death. We did it with a singular goal in mind, pursuing the truth. Kentuckians deserve no less. The city of Louisville deserves no less. Every person has an idea of what they think justice is. My role as special prosecutor in this case is to set aside everything in pursuit of the truth. My job is to present the facts to the grand jury, and the grand jury then applies those facts to the law. If we simply act on emotion or outrage, there is no justice. Mob justice is not justice. Justice sought by violence is not justice. It just becomes revenge.
The left and Democrats are pursuing revenge. I don't want revenge against Hunter Biden. I want justice. I think that it's actually really concerning when officials in our government are able to sell access through their children or their spouses or their friends when they hold the levers of power. I think that's a really dangerous thing. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. I just don't. I think that it's equally concerning. Remember, the left always accuses us of what they themselves are doing. It is an exercise in psychological projection. Here's how the New York Times covered all this. Republican inquiry finds no evidence of wrongdoing by Biden. The report delivered on Wednesday appeared to be a little more than a rehashing of unproven allegations that echoed a Russian disinformation campaign. Let's just go through the headline. Republican inquiry, right there. The New York Times uses that as the leading descriptor as a way to try to invalidate this entire story. Oh, it's a Republican inquiry, therefore it must be untrue. Therefore, half of the country immediately tunes out and independents look at it through a more partisan lens immediately. That's how the New York Times has their opening shot. Not inquiry. Finds no evidence of wrongdoing. I'm sorry, what? I want to get into a deeper point here about the media coverage of this. And it's actually a lot more disturbing than I can describe kind of off the cuff here. And so it's going to require a different podcast, but let me do my best. When you have a newspaper that's called the newspaper of record that legitimately has tens of millions of readers every single week and about 8 million people that still get it delivered to their home, a lot of people read the New York Times, that interprets this Senate report this way, this is a fire alarm for America. If they truly are this entrenched in their partisan interests, as they deem themselves as a media network, fire alarm. Because then you really are living in a different country. You might be physically living in the same America, but if you have the New York Times that describes it as no evidence of wrongdoing by Biden, the report delivered on Wednesday appeared to be little more than a rehashing of unproven allegations that echoed a Russian disinformation campaign, and no mention of the fact that Hunter got $3.5 million from a Russian mayor to traffic prostitutes from Eastern Europe. A deeper point here, which again, we will build out in a future podcast when I'm not just talking about this extemporaneously, is if this trend continues, when you have the New York Times and the activist media and the Washington Post be so entrenched that they are no different than the Democrat Party communications arm or a war room that's trying to spin things away, or they're acting as if they're the criminal defense team for Hunter Biden, and you have one side that's looking at this, and this is the side of facts, this is the side of empiricism that we are on here, and you say, no, I actually think this is really bad, your country's going to have a collision. It just will. You cannot have this and expect to continue to have a vibrant country. This is the way that third world countries interpret news. You have the conspiracy newspaper. This happens a lot in Pakistan, by the way. Happens a lot in Southeast Asia, where you have the conspiracy newspaper that will just publish something completely untrue, and people will believe it. And then you have the state-run newspaper that publishes something also untrue that just basically defends the incumbent power. And yet, we in this country still have constitutionally protected freedom of speech, something that no other country guarantees as explicitly as the United States. And yet, the activist in New York Times is allowed to – I'm not even getting close to saying they should have some sort of criminal or governmental measure to prevent them from doing this. But what I'm trying to say is, where are the standards that prevent the New York Times from saying there's no evidence of wrongdoing? I mean, you just heard me go through the list. $100,000 spending spree from the Chinese Communist Party, Burisma Holdings, $3.5 million wire from Russia. For what? And this is the New York Times that was calling for the indictment for Donald Trump Jr., my friend, because he took a singular meeting that resulted in nothing, that was probably set up around adoption and then to, well, we have dirt on Hillary and nothing came of it. And he had to do hours and hours and hours of Senate testimony, spend millions of dollars in legal fees, and have to have his name slandered and libeled in the mainstream press that he might go to prison. And then you had Senator Richard Burr, who has his own criminal complications right now, which I actually don't know how that's actually unfolding. That'd be interesting to see how that's going. And Senator Richard Burr, who continually asks Donald Trump Jr. to come back. The New York Times and the people surrounding them won a Pulitzer Prize for their Russia coverage of Trump, but they can't bring themselves to even mention it when it comes to Biden. Where is even a modicum of respect for the truth or objectivity? And this goes to a deeper, darker realization. And we've talked about this when it comes to the philosophical basis of the New Left, which was coined by Noam Chomsky many decades ago. If you believe in the philosophy of postmodernism, they do not believe in truth. They only believe in power struggles and power dynamics. They do not believe in dialogue. So for them, objectivity is an annoyance. Objectivity is a barrier. It is a roadblock. It is an impediment in their lust for power. So even Senator Mitt Romney of Utah, who, yes, may be voting to confirm a Supreme Court justice. And if he does that, I will tweet a thank you to Mitt Romney. I mean that non-sarcastically, by the way, non-sardonically. I really believe that, because I actually want the Supreme Court to be in constitutional hands. And I've been Mitt Romney's critic for quite some time. But then he comes out and he starts to step all over himself. And he says, quote, obviously, it's the province of campaigns and political parties, opposites and research the media, to carry out political endeavors to learn about or dust up one's opponent. But he says, quote, but it's not a legitimate role of government for Congress or for taxpayer expense to be used in an effort to damage political opponents, Romney said. Wait, so a U.S. Senate investigation into the financial dealings that directly connected the impeachment of a U.S. president that he voted for, by the way. Remember, he was the only Republican to vote for removal of the president on one of the impeachment charges. Is not a legitimate role of the U.S. government. But thank goodness for Jim Jordan and Senator Rand Paul, who also confirmed that he plans to send the recently released congressional probe into Hunter Biden to the DOJ for a criminal referral against Joe Biden's son. But don't get your hopes up. We've learned this from Brennan and Comey and Strzok and Page and the Clintons and the Obamas and Susan Rice. Democrats are allowed to commit crimes flagrantly, publicly, and financially, while we as conservatives have to be overly criminalized if we dare do anything wrong. That's just the rules of engagement right now. I wish it was not the case. I wish it was not the case that pastors were not being arrested for opening up their churches and BLM Incorporated would be arrested for burning down major cities. I wish that people would be arrested for bringing riot shields and gear in downtown Louisville for the moment that it's announced, they start piling out of a U-Haul the correct supplies to try to disintegrate our country. However, just a couple states over, if you dare have too many people in a room and you're a Christian or a conservative, they're going to put you in handcuffs. So we know the standard that exists in our country. It's very easy to get mad about it. I'm just kind of past the point of anger. I'm now towards just the point of continually mentioning it. But of course it gets me upset. Of course it does. And so Mitt Romney mentions this. Some people have said that Mitt Romney's family has some ties to Burisma. I've gotten a couple emails on this at freedom@charliekirk.com. We are investigating that. We're looking into that. So I'm not going to comment either way on it. I just think it's very perplexing that Mitt Romney is coming out swinging this hard on this issue, trying to protect Joe Biden. But all of this kind of ties to a broader point, which is, where is the line for Democrats to finally say that someone on their own team has done something wrong? It's a very high threshold usually. Just look at Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein. It took a repeated pattern and decades-long malfeasance for Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein to finally be held accountable for what they did. In fact, what they call a conspiracy here, and I'm kind of exhausted for this term conspiracy, by the way, Not that I don't believe that there are people out there that believe in wacky things. Trust me. I get plenty of those emails. Love you guys. But whew, I get plenty of those emails. But to label anything that you don't like or to label anything that might be a little bit different than the narrative that you hold a conspiracy, I believe is a tactic to try to stunt any sort of meaningful conversation in our country. Because for years, I used to visit Palm Beach. I did a lot of fundraising in Palm Beach in 2013 and 2014. Turning Point USA has been greatly blessed by very generous people in Palm Beach. And about 6 months after I got to Palm Beach, I remember being at a dinner party. And it was on El Vedado Road in Palm Beach, Florida. It's a very popular road. And the discussion started to come about how there's more and more traffic happening in the island and who's having parties. And somebody mentioned, well, yeah, Jeffrey's having a party. And I was like, well, who's Jeffrey? I was young, didn't know. And then someone chimed up like, oh, yeah, he probably – it's Jeffrey Epstein. He's probably having all those teenagers over again. It was well known in Palm Beach exactly what was happening. And yet, if anyone dared speak out in social media or popular media about how Jeffrey Epstein was sex trafficking children, despite it being well known on the island of what was happening, despite the police having almost a no-go zone over his home – all of that aside, it was still called a conspiracy theory that young girls are being trafficked to an island. How dare you mention that? How dare you mention that Bill Clinton's been there? It's a conspiracy theory. And it just kind of ended all conversation and discussion. And then for reasons that I believe are directly correlated and related to the president taking a courageous stand against child sex trafficking, which is a major issue in our country, Jeffrey Epstein was arrested and then Jeffrey Epstein died. I think there's a lot of evidence to show that Jeffrey Epstein was murdered. Plenty. In fact, I know people that are very much not in the pattern or to try to find a story within a story that completely believe it. I'm not going to say it definitive either way. I just think it's an interesting thing to talk about. I think it's important too. And if he didn't kill himself, then who did kill him? I think it's a very important question. But the point being this is that that entire narrative, despite there being plenty of evidence out there, was described to us as a conspiracy theory. I remember trying to mention a conversation around sex trafficking in 15 and 16 at another private event in Palm Beach with people that were not from there, mentioning Jeffrey Epstein, and people said, "Don't, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Don't talk about it." I think it's very dangerous to use this dismissive description when talking about anything. And let me be very clear. There are legitimate conspiracy theories. They're very wacky things. I get emails from flat earth people, okay? I do not believe the earth is flat. I think that is a foolish thing to believe. I can prove it to you scientifically. I can prove it to you mathematically. I can prove it to you experientially. However you want me to prove the earth is not flat, how much time you got, okay? So I'm not trying to say that there's not people out there that don't believe wacky things. But the fact that the media and the response to this immediately – Andrew Bates from the Biden campaign is a conspiracy theory. All of a sudden, people run to the hills. No one wants to be called that. Tinfoil hat person. I think it's very dangerous and it is incredibly troublesome for the fabric of our republic. I really do. If you immediately dismiss any sort of charge against someone on your political team as a conspiracy theory, then you don't have debate, dialogue, you don't have fairness or objectivity, and it will only reinforce tribalism in our country. Look, we've got a very different kind of sponsor for this episode, The Jordan Harbinger Show, a podcast you should definitely check out. The show covers such a wide range of topics through weekly interviews with heavy-hitting guests, and there are a ton of episodes you'll find interesting since you're a fan of the show, and I recommend our listeners to check out. So look, they have some where they're, Jordan has some where he's talking to a professional art forger, someone who somehow made millions of dollars while being chased by the feds and the mafia. Each episode is a conversation with a different fascinating guest, and when I say there's something for everyone here, I really mean that. In one episode, Jordan talks to a hostage negotiator from the FBI who offers techniques on how to get people to like and trust you, which sounds useful and disturbing at the same time. Another episode tells the story of a cinematographer who discovered a lost city in the jungle and made one of the most important archaeological finds of the century. So look, Jordan's a friend. He gets it done. It's very interesting content. Jordan's always focused on pulling useful and practical insights out of his brilliant guests, and we're not talking about pop psychology or wishy-washy self-help here. The episodes are loaded with bits of wisdom that you can use to legitimately change your mind and improve your life right away. If you enjoyed this show, you'll enjoy Jordan Harbinger's show. So it's J-O-R-D-A-N, that's Jordan, Harbinger, H-A-R-B-I-N-G-E-R, show, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Help my friend out, Jordan Harbinger. Check out his podcast, They're Worthwhile. So this whole topic of child sex trafficking actually ties into this lie that a lot of people have been asking us about when you guys email us at freedom@charliekirk.com, which is the kids in cages lie. There has been a record amount of content being spread on Instagram and social media saying that President Donald Trump has put kids in cages, that President Donald Trump himself went down to the southern border and stuffed kids in cages and found some sort of sadistic pleasure in it. That is the meta narrative that the media is trying to say, the activist media is trying to say, and a lot of these left-wing groups around this idea of kids in cages. Many of you probably watched the Democrat National Convention this year. Again, I watched it and we reported on it so you didn't have to. During Michelle Obama's keynote address at the DNC on August 19th, the former first lady said, speaking of average Americans and immigrants, she said, quote, they watch in horror as children are torn from their families and thrown into cages. This is one of the most often quoted lies of the left. This alongside with the Charlottesville myth. But guess what? Even USA Today, when they did a fact check, they confirmed that Michelle Obama failed to mention one pretty important, extremely important detail. The holding enclosures, or cages, were built during her husband's administration. Do you notice how they do that? When it's Obama's administration, they're called holding enclosures. When it's Trump, it's cages. This is from the USA Today fact check. In a 2019 interview with the nonpartisan think tank, the Aspen Institute, Jay Johnson, Barack Obama's Homeland Security Secretary, told National Public Radio that cages predate the Trump administration. Quote, the photograph you're referring to was a facility in Arizona. I recognize the photograph because Governor Brewer was with me. Quote, you can't just dump 7-year-old kids on the streets of McAllen or El Paso. And so these facilities were erected. They put up those chain link partitions up so you could segregate young women from young men, kids from adults, until they were either released or transferred to HHS. Was it ideal? Of course not. In 2019, former Trump administration acting director of Immigration, Customs and Enforcement, Tom Homan, confirmed this, quote, the kids are being housed in the same facilities built under the Obama administration. If you want to call them cages, but if the left wants to call them cages and the Democrats want to call them cages, then you have to accept the fact that they were built and funded in fiscal year 15, and I was there. So the truth is that Democrats want lax immigration policies that encourage illegal border jumping. Some terrible left-wing judges have tied the federal government's hands with regards to family units, forcing the government to release family group of illegal foreign nationals into the United States interior within 72 hours. This is foolish, and the president is working to reverse that. And coyotes and cartels exploit this by charging thousands of dollars to allow these foreign national border jumpers passage through their territory. And many of these children are actually being trafficked. It's a tragedy. And yet if you listen to these Democrats, they say it's all Trump's fault. So why bring up any of this? Well, number one, it's because one of the biggest lies that is pushed by the left, kids get held at the border because the left won't clamp down on policies and encourage illegal immigration, they need to call on it. All the while, Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, looks to be guilty of trafficking prostitutes internationally with the mayor of Moscow. The president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, along with Attorney General Bill Barr, announced this week $100 million in new funding by the Department of Justice to fight human trafficking. Could the contrast be any more extreme? A spokeswoman for the Department of Justice tweeted out, quote, today, Attorney General Barr announced $100 million in grants across the country to combat human trafficking, the largest amount from the federal government in history. Funds will support state, local, and tribal jurisdictions, victim service providers, task forces, and research. But you look at this contrast and why we bring this all together and how we tie it together. You have Hunter Biden, who's being paid by a Russian mayor, Moscow mayor, $3.5 million, to help traffic human beings, prostitutes. And Donald Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, is appropriating new taxpayer funding, $100 million, to try to prevent sex trafficking. Hunter Biden helps sex traffickers. Donald Trump clamps down on sex traffickers. I was at an event in Phoenix this week, and Donald Trump Jr. mentioned this effort by Ivanka and the Department of Justice, and it probably received the biggest applause line of the entire event. And many people still don't realize that human trafficking is something that happens here all the time in the United States. For example, there were 9 people arrested recently in Georgia in a sex trafficking sting after 39 kids were found safe across 7 states. Now, if the media and the activist media was actually doing their job, you probably would have heard nearly 40 missing children are rescued during Georgia sex trafficking bust. Can I repeat that? 40 children were missing and they were rescued. This is WSBTV2 Atlanta, mainstream local news. More than 36 children are now saved after being rescued during a sex trafficking bust involving state and federal agents. Channel 2 News Gwinnett County Bureau Chief Tony Thomas learned that the bust, dubbed Operation Not Forgotten, spanned 20 counties around metro Atlanta. For 2 weeks, U.S. Marshals, fugitive hunters, and other agencies scoured north and middle Georgia looking for missing and exploited children, and all 26 endangered children were recovered and another 13 missing children were found. Quote, these missing children were considered to be some of the most at-risk and challenging recovery cases in the area, based on indications of high-risk factors such as victimization of child sex trafficking, child exploitation, sexual abuse, physical abuse, medical or mental health conditions. Other children were located at the request of law enforcement to ensure their well-being. The operation spanned 20 Georgia counties. Sources said children were found in Gwinnett, Fulton, Clayton, and Forsyth County. I want to reiterate what I just said. 40 children were rescued, and the activist media did not make this more than a one-hour news story, if that. In fact, I didn't see it on any major news network, MSNBC, CNN. Who's trafficking these 40 children? Where are they going to? Who's in support of this? Who wants the children to be delivered somewhere? Who are the parents of these children? Why have we not seen these children on television? Why do we not know the names of the parents that are now reunited with their children? Why does the activist media not care about children being trafficked through our country? Of course, this all ties together with Netflix. They air the pedophile television show Cuties alongside the decriminalization of pedophilia in California, SB 145. I just think it's worth asking questions. Who doesn't care that children are being sex trafficked? Who wants the decriminalization of pedophilia in California? And who actually is watching Cuties? Who enjoys that show? And of course, Donald Trump Jr. and myself, we mentioned Cuties and SB 45. Do you know what they say immediately? That we were spreading conspiracy theories. The immediate dismissal. When you dare bring up something that threatens the left, like child sex trafficking, because Democrats are very involved in a lot of these different issues and the media does not like to talk about it. I'm not saying every Democrat, but now we have evidence that Hunter Biden's involved in it. So now we need to ask, why is the media and why is the political elite, why are they covering up the child sex trafficking epidemic? And I use that word intentionally in our country. We're going to do an episode next week where we dive deeper into the crisis of child sex trafficking, because it's a very big issue that the media does not want us to talk about. The media just says it's a fringe conspiracy theory. Well, then tell me why 40 children were rescued in Georgia during a sex trafficking bust on August 28th. Can anyone mention that? Can anyone talk about that? It's a real thing. And so then what do the Democrats do and the activist media? They demagogue, they lie. And in the case of Hunter Biden, they actually pay for sex trafficking. They say that the president, who's trying to fix the problems they create, is racist and evil. They're the ones that are sowing chaos and disorder. And then they blame conservatives for setting things back in order. If you are asking, well, what's the point in getting involved here? Go look it up yourself. 40 children rescued in Georgia that are sex trafficked. And many of you listening probably had no idea that even happened. Go look for yourself that Hunter Biden was wired $3.5 million to help human trafficking from Russia. Go look up yourself, cuties. Go look up yourself, SB 145. This is now the Democrat Party, which is protecting, normalizing pedophiles and sex trafficking. And for Christians out there that say, I don't like Trump, then you are going to have to face your creator one day and say you did nothing while children are being sex trafficked across our country and President Trump's doing something about it. Oh, but you don't like his tone. So your preference for style is more important than the substance of children not being trafficked across America. Got it. You're selfish if you believe that. That means that your preference for tone, tweet characters, that matters more than actually people being held criminally accountable. Don't expect to hear anything else about Hunter Biden's criminal escapades from the activist media, but we're going to stay on top of the story. My hopes are very low that the Department of Justice will proceed with any sort of criminal findings because Democrats are allowed to commit crimes and conservatives are not. So keep your eyes peeled for all of that. Just keep your expectations low, but know the facts. Spread this podcast to your friends. Say, did you know that Hunter Biden did this? Are you okay with that? Do you think this is moral? Also, did you know about the 40 kids that were arrested in Georgia? Find that article. Send it to a couple friends. Say, why didn't the media tell us this? Why is the activist media trying to cover this up? The more informed and the more engaged you are in these stories, the better you will be able to make sense of all the propaganda that the activist media is telling you. And that's why I want to thank those of you that support us at charliekirk.com/support, at charliekirk.com/support. You guys are able to help our program, hire more staff, cover the cost of production, pay for equipment, do all the things that we have to do to have two podcasts a day, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. We are keeping that pledge to you. We are the hardest working, most producing, conservative podcast. I think any podcast out there, I don't know any other podcast that does the amount of content that we do. And you guys continually reward us, and we are blessed by that. So thank you. And you guys can do that if you feel so moved at charliekirk.com/support. You guys can get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com, tpusa.com. I highly encourage you, if you're a young person, get involved, start a chapter, start a high school group, start a college group, do something to fight for our country at tpusa.com. And if you're an adult out there and you're looking at a good place to contribute some money for an organization that's saving America, at Turning Point USA, we are playing offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war. And if you guys want to win a signed copy of the MAGA Doctrine, type in Charlie Kirk Show to your podcast provider, hit subscribe, give us a 5-star review, screenshot it, and email it to us at freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to listen to our sister episode today. God bless. Talk to you soon.